Hey everyone, my name is Dr. Jules Cormier. I'm a doctor, teacher, and nutritionist, and I help people put more plants on their plates. Evidence-based nutrition gave me my life back, and I'm here to tell you all about it. Thanks for tuning into this episode where we'll be talking all things protein bars, pros and cons of including them or not in your diet. So first of all, disclaimer, I eat and I like protein bars. I'm not here to rain on anyone's protein parade, but walk down the grocery aisle and you'll find many varieties of protein bars plastered with different types of health claims like organic, fermented, natural, keto protein bars, paleo protein bars, plant-based protein bars, and it is normal to be confused when trying to choose the right one. Now, what a lot of people fail to realize is that some protein bars actually have more sugar than candy bars. Although protein bars do offer some convenient nutrition on the go, they're often marketed as being nutritious and filling, but they are not health foods or meal replacements. And it's important for people to avoid using them as food crutches. Now, during this episode, I'll break down what they are and how to choose the healthiest ones. Hopefully, by the end of this episode, you'll be able to make a more informed choice about which protein bar is right for you. Now, there's a general fear of protein deficiency out there, even if practically zero cases have ever been reported in the modern Western world. More than 95% of North America's population is deficient in fiber, though, but no one seems to care about that nutrient. We're too busy worrying about protein. So, where does the protein hype come from? So first of all, in the 1970s, dairy corporations were looking for a way to increase profits and efficiency. So cheese making led to the formation of large quantities of wasted milk protein byproducts, like whey and casein. Now, to avoid waste and to increase efficiency and profit, these byproducts were extracted and then powdered into protein isolates that we now call whey protein powder. These products were basically the first protein supplements directly marketed to bodybuilders, and soon enough they were marketed to athletes all over. Shortly after, protein supplements were being sold in the form of powders, bars, and drinks. People associated athletic performance to health, and corporations noticed as well. Protein bars and supplements quickly went hand in hand with health in general, and everyone, including non-athletes, began consuming large quantities of protein bars, mistaking them for health foods. I can't stress this enough. Protein bars aren't health foods. They're supplements dressed up as a convenient way of getting quick macronutrients, and a lot of people don't even need them. Protein bars have long been associated with health, with strength, and with feelings of fullness. Now, don't get me wrong, these are all great qualities to have, but is any of it true? Now, protein is one of the three macronutrients that is necessary for survival and reproduction. It plays a vital role in many biological processes, as do carbohydrates and fat. But it's not necessarily the most important or more important than the other two macros. And most nutrition experts agree that the average person requires about 0.8 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight, which equates to about 60 grams in the average 70 kilogram adult. Athletes will require more for muscle growth and repair, and endurance athletes should even consume anywhere between 1.2 to 1.6 grams per kilogram. Strength athletes that are looking to build muscle should even consume a little bit more, about 1.4 to 2 grams of protein per kilogram. Now, if you're consuming more than you need, the excess grams of protein will simply get converted and stored as energy, which is either glycogen or fat. Now, for the average person that requires about 60 grams of protein per day, one must recognize that most protein bars or powders will contain up to 20 to 30 grams per serving. Now, I've already seen 100-pound patients consuming over 100 grams of protein per day thinking that their high protein intake made them healthier. Excess protein consumption will basically simply be metabolized into glucose, which is blood sugar, and used as fuel or stored as fat. And protein is an inefficient source of energy when compared to carbs. So having excess protein doesn't confer any special health benefits. Having adequate protein according to your activity level and your weight is what you should aim for. Remember that excess protein in the form of protein bars or protein drinks will simply and usually lead to excess calories. And that'll lead to weight gain in the form of fat, not muscle. Eating adequate calories with adequate protein intake and micronutrients is what will make you healthier, not eating more protein bars. People associate protein with being strong, and I agree. Adequate consumption of protein is great for muscle mass and maintenance. But if you're eating excessive amounts, that protein is simply going to get turned into glucose and used as fuel or then stored as fat. Make sure to eat the protein amounts that you need, since eating more has no added benefits. Strength and resistance training is what's going to make you stronger, not excessive protein intake from protein bars. Now, most people associate protein with feelings of fullness after a meal. And they're not wrong. The protein content of a meal compared to a calorie equivalent meal with less protein will make you feel fuller for longer, but only if their fiber content is the same. Yep, not only is fiber more filling, fullness from fiber will last longer and will lead to a decreased calorie consumption at your next meal. Now, if you ask how is that even possible, fiber engages what we call an ileal break. Fiber from the meal that we had hours before feeds our gut bugs, and in return, our gut bugs will release short-chain fatty acids that will then get reabsorbed in our circulation, will cross the blood-brain barrier, and will tell our brain to put on the brakes and eat less. So once you've achieved your protein goals for the day, focus on adding more fiber foods to your diet. They'll keep you fuller for longer, and since fiber traps nutrients in the forms of vitamins and minerals, you'll get healthier in the process. So remember that although protein content does help with fullness, fiber content will help even more. And studies do show that vegetable protein or plant protein is even more satiating than animal protein. So once your protein goals have been achieved for the day, focus on whole, fiber-rich plant foods for health and not on eating more protein bars. So if you're wondering, well, how do I choose a good protein bar? Please remember that many protein bars are basically chocolate bars disguised as health foods. They can contain high quantities of unhealthy fats, added sugars, and minimal fiber. So this is what you want to be looking for in a protein bar. When you're looking at protein specifically, try to find protein bars that are rich in plant proteins, like pea protein or brown rice protein. Whey and casein have been linked to the increased risk of hormone-dependent cancers like prostate cancer. And a good amount of protein per bar would be about 10 to 15 grams. When looking specifically at carbs, look for bars with about 20 grams of carbs or less, unless those carbs are fiber. When looking at fats, not all fats are bad. A healthier bar shouldn't contain any trans fats at all, and at least less than 3 grams of saturated fats would be better. The less saturated fats, the better. Now, a lot of protein bars do include oils, like palm or kernel oil, that are filled with inflammatory saturated fat and have no place in protein bars. They're often used in the chocolate coating, so be careful if you find it in your ingredients list. And now that you know that fiber actually is more filling than protein and is also associated with a decreased calorie consumption at the next meal, try to look for a bar that has at least 3 grams of fiber. Personally, I eat one that has 8 grams. Also, be sure to check for added sugar on the label. If sugar, high fructose corn syrup, or sucrose is the first ingredient on the list, step away from the protein bar and quickly. After all, what you're looking for is a quick source of protein and energy. So even consider whole food sources like a banana with peanut butter or dates with nuts. Whole food versions will always be healthier than protein bars. But if convenience is what you're looking for, consider choosing a minimally processed protein bar, preferably one containing plant protein and containing the least amount of ingredients possible. Now, we eat protein bars because we like it and because we want a convenient, quick boost in protein and energy. It's convenient when going on a hike or when bringing a cooler is too complicated. But try to rely on whole foods whenever it's possible. I really enjoy Lara bars. They have minimal ingredients that are derived from whole foods. And there's also fermented vegan protein by Genuine Health, which is our favorite. They contain 14 grams of protein, including pea and brown rice protein, and is combined with 8 grams of fiber. Now, I'm not saying protein bars are bad. But when they're used in the right circumstances, they can actually be super useful. So try to choose whole foods whenever possible, or try to choose the healthiest protein bars that you can. Now, I'm always going to try to focus on whole foods when looking at my protein intake. As an athlete, I consume about 1.6 grams of protein per day, and I try to find it in as many whole foods as possible. In the morning, I add hemp seeds to my oatmeal, soy milk, and I also sometimes use a plant-based protein powder to increase the protein content of my breakfast. I focus on whole foods and use tempeh, tofu, edamame, and legumes as my main sources of protein. So my favorites are beans, chickpeas, and lentils. I also consume a lot of whole grains and brown rice and quinoa. So although protein bars do have a space in my heart, I try to consume whole foods whenever possible. And as I've stated in recent episodes, focus on adding more healthy foods to your diet rather than removing them. When focusing specifically on protein, try to include more sources of plant protein in your diet. Be sprinkling some hemp seeds on your oatmeal or some nutritional yeast in a soup or on a salad. Try to include more sources of plant proteins from legumes. So add some chickpeas, lentils, or beans in your stir fry instead of meat. Consider using soy milk instead of dairy in your oatmeal or in your smoothie. By adding 20 to 30 grams of protein at each meal, you're going to easily hit your targets. And if you're an athlete, try to increase your protein intake to up to 1.6 grams per kilogram to ensure muscle building, muscle repair. But protein bars aren't health foods or meal replacements. We need to change the way we see them because they're marketed in such a way that they're surrounded by a health halo. I do consume protein bars. I like them. They're convenient and I enjoy the taste of them, but I do make significant effort to make sure that I'm not eating a candy bar disguised as a protein bar. So hopefully this episode has helped you see protein bars under a different light. And my conclusion would be to try to focus on whole sources of protein, like nuts and seeds or whole grains or legumes. But if convenience is what you're looking for, try to find a minimally processed version of a protein bar. Protein bars are surrounded by a health halo, and it's our responsibility to make sure we choose the healthiest ones possible if we're going to include them in our diets. So I hope this episode has helped you. Thanks for joining me on this plant-based journey. Start low, go slow, make small, mindless micro choices that'll help you transition on the spectrum over time. Don't be so hard on yourself. Make mistakes, learn from them, get back up, and continue adding more whole plant foods to your diet. It's the evidence-based way of adding years to your life and life to your years. Thank you so much. Peace. Yo, plant-based buddies, don't forget to go check out my website, plantbaseddrjules.com. That's where you'll find links to download my free recipe book, my transitioning guide, and my supplement guide for athletes. And there, you'll also find links to future live events, to my YouTube channel, my social media handles, my blog, and even my other podcast episodes. Now, stay on the lookout for my upcoming e-course, where we'll be using video courses to teach you everything from nutrition science to how to cook and create amazing plant-based meals. And the best way of showing some support is by going to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, by subscribing and leaving a 5-star review for this podcast. Right on. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll see you in the next episode. Peace.